A very good afternoon to you, my friends. We're from Thornwood Terrace. Our church is on Thornwood Terrace. A warm welcome is extended to you to come and hear the gospel this coming Sunday, this coming Lord's Day, at 11 o'clock and at 6:30. We preach the gospel. And we are certainly not ashamed of the gospel. That is why we are here today sharing the gospel. Like the Apostle Paul, who said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. My dear friend, we are all sinners. Sinners by nature and sinners by practice. None of us can claim exemption. We may try. Some people will say, I am not a sinner. I have never sinned. But the Bible pronounces judgment on us. If we say that we have not sinned, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us, and we make God a liar. But we thank God that it doesn't end there. That if we confess our sins to God, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. The Roman Catholic priest can't save anyone. Neither can the Protestant minister, neither can any religion or a church or a denomination. It is only Jesus Christ that saves. There is salvation in none other. There is no other name given under heaven amongst men by which we must be saved. My dear friend, we need the Lord as our Savior. Do you know, in the day in which we're living in, there are approximately 4,200 religions in the world? What does that tell us? It tells us that man is incurably religious. Man is incurably religious. And if we do not worship God, we will worship a false substitute. If you travel around the world, you'll see people from all nationalities, all backgrounds, bowing before some shrine. Man is incurably religious. But my friend, whatever conviction we may have about religionity will never save anyone. The church will never save anyone. Our salvation is to be found in one person, and one person only, and that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is salvation in another. There is no other name given under heaven amongst men by which we must be saved. Salvation is not to be found in Buddha. Salvation is not to be found in Muhammad. Salvation is not to be found in the gods or in the gurus of the Jewish religion. It is not to be found in Roman Catholicism. It is not to be found in Protestantism. It is not to be found in Presbyterianism. It is not to be found in the Baptist Church or in Zion Church. It is not to be found in the free church. It is not to be found in any chapel. There is salvation, but in one person only, the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Is He your personal Savior? You know, friends, He died that you and I might have life, and that you and I might have life more abundantly. The Bible tells us that he that has the Son hath life. Do you know that He that hath the Son of God hath life. But he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Who is the Son of God? Listen to the gospel. The sum and substance of the gospel is to be found in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Life that shall never end. My dear friend, don't forget your precious, never-dying soul. We all have a precious, never-dying soul. And what we do with God in this world will determine what God will do with us in the world to come. I don't need to tell you that we live in a day when people seem to be preparing for everything imaginable. People prepare for this, they prepare for that, the next thing, the other thing. People prepare for everything imaginable, and even if there's a cost, it's overcome. But my friend, do you know that God tells us to prepare as well? To prepare to meet thy God. Prepare for eternity. Where is eternity, my friend, going to find you? I must ask that question to myself. I must pose that question to you as well, here today in central Glasgow. How is it with your soul? How are you faring for eternity? Are you ready to meet God? Well, you might not believe it. You might dismiss it as a figment of man's imagination. But you and I must stand before God one day with our arms stretched, our hands empty, our appearance personal, to give an account to the God of all the earth. And you know, my friend, on that great day, if you are not ready, it will be too late. The Bible says that it would have been better for you if you had never been born. It is on this side of the grave that we have to make preparation for eternity. You and I know that the black funeral car is going to take our lifeless body, our lifeless remains away one day and place it 6 feet under, 8 feet under, in some cemetery in Scotland or in another part of the world. The body returns to the dust, but the soul returns to God who gave it. The soul returns to God. My dear friend, we all have a precious, never-dying soul. And what we do with Christ in this world will determine our eternal destiny. Lads, don't forget your precious, never-dying soul. It is your most valuable possession. The Bible confirms that. What shall it profit a man, even if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? My friends, we are to seek the Lord. May you have him on your agenda. Everybody in our day has a full agenda. Everybody seems to have a very full agenda. Can I ask you, is God on your agenda? Do you have salvation on your agenda? Do you have the forgiveness of sins on your agenda? We are all sinners. And we are destined for eternity. Do you know, my friends, there was a day in Sodom and Gomorrah Today would have been a very good day in Sodom and Gomorrah, because we...